Bottom Line with Brad Taylor.
You remind me that money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
On ESPN 1300 AM and 92.5 FM.
ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. It is the Bottom Line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Good afternoon to you. Thank you for joining us here on this Wang Chung Wednesday. As everybody's going to have fun tonight, we hope. Everybody's going to Wang Chung tonight, whatever that is. And we hope everybody cashes tickets tonight. In the world of sports gambling, as we have a full schedule. 15 baseball games to choose from. But the bad news is, there's no soccer. We'll talk about that in a minute. But what do you got on your mind today? As you can follow us on YouTube, watch us right now. As you can see, my good friend, Ted the Gambling Cat, over my one shoulder. And over the other shoulder, a little sports ticker with odds and everything going on. Yes, it is our YouTube live stream now. Check us out. YouTube, just go search ESPN Radio Lexington 1300. You'll find us and watch us in all of our glory. Using that term very loosely. Text us, though, 859-381-1313. How'd you do last night with the Reds? Good night for us picking the games. But we are wondering today, Reds and Phillies, why have the tides turned in the desert? We'll ask you that. And if you have the guts to do something, if you are aware of something, Big Blue Nation, when it comes to the Reds. We'll talk about that. But we've got another Reds again, Phillies game tonight, game two of this series. You can hear it tonight. It is a 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock first pitch on here on ESPN Radio, so make sure to check it out. That's where we're looking at. Reds and Phillies tonight. We will talk about that. 6:40 pregame, 7:10 first pitch. I apologize. And of course, we will be talking about that game and plenty of others. A full slate, no day games today, which is rare for a Wednesday. Well, there's one that starts at 3:45. But usually on Wednesday, you have a few at noon, 1 o'clock Eastern. And then on Thursday, of course, you have a few like that. But including tomorrow, where I see, what, 5 that start before this show starts tomorrow. So, yeah, it's tough. It is a grind. Major League Baseball wagering, it is a grind. That's why Bottom Line Guy needs a vacation next week, and I'll be on vacation, just sitting back doing nothing, but just writing a new book. But that's okay. So text us, 859-381-1313. Who you got tonight in Major League Baseball? Who'd you have last night? How'd you do last night in Major League Baseball? Anything you've got going forward, when we get back from vacation, it'll be time for the College of Football Gambling Knowledge. And yes, we are ready. We got all kinds of college and NFL betting systems that we have been playing for years, and a few we've added to the list this year, especially in conference games and division games in the NFL, and we love those. We'll talk about that when we get back from the All-Star break sabbatical, which is exactly what we need. Yeah, perspective is very important when it comes to sports gambling or anything in life. Just kind of pulling back, seeing things for what they really are, because when you get involved in it every day, sometimes you lose perspective on the big topics, the big picture, the real world. And in a baseball grind like this is, where we're over halfway through every single day of baseball, sometimes stepping back is a very good thing. So who you got tonight? 859-381-1313. It's a text line. You can follow us on the old social medias at BottomLineLex. And of course, you can email us anytime. BottomLineLex@gmail.com. And, of course, our picks coming up later in the show, our Mac Daddy Stogie Picks, the most profitable segment at Lexington Radio. That's all coming up, including Sean C. We're going to ask him at the very end of the show why there's no soccer games today. It seems like we've had a soccer game every day for a month, I think. And today we don't? Why? Exactly. We've had 96 World Cup matches, and now we have to wait another 24 hours for another one? Ridiculous. But then again, the Americans are out. I think a lot of people have checked out on the World Cup, but the gamblers haven't. And that's why I had somebody ask me the other day, Brad, why are you talking so much soccer on your show this time? I've never heard you talk about soccer before. Well, first of all, it's the World Cup. Second of all, it's here in America. It's on Fox all the time, 24/7. And the most important thing, people are betting on this World Cup soccer. We will tell you how comparing the other night's game with Belgium and the Americans to other huge sporting events in the nation so far in the last calendar year, you will not, it will surprise you. New Energizer will surprise you. The old battery, who was that guy? Anyway. But the numbers are shocking at how much action this game got the other night. We'll talk about that. So, thanks for joining us on this Wang Chung Wednesday. But if you're looking to get your action down on the games coming up in the World Cup, or if you're just a square like me trying to grind out some baseball winners, what about checking out our friends at CircaSports.com? The Circa Sports Kentucky app? Yeah, it feels like a long time since I've been down at the old Mint Gaming Hall down in down south of Bowling Green, but I'm headed back there soon because the old side gig is coming back. And, of course, you can get your action on down there as well. The highest limits, the lowest holds, the best customer service, and everything and anything you can imagine for this World Cup you can find on the Circa Sports betting app. They are the best in the business, I can promise you. Doesn't matter if you're betting sides, totals, money lines, props of any sort, futures, in-games, doesn't matter. They've got it. And if you compare them to the other books, I can almost promise you the odds are a little bit better for squares like you and me. And isn't that all what it's about? Just trying to find better odds for the squares like you and me. It feels like it should be a little better than that. So, make sure to sign up today. Circa Sports Kentucky app. And, of course, the CircaSports.com website. And I will say to the kids out there, you've only got 6 days left. Next week, next Tuesday, I won't be on the air. So I'll give a going away gift on Friday before our little sabbatical. But here's what I can tell you. Right now, you've got 6 days, kids. If you're under the age of 21 and you're over the age of 18, get your action in now. Because come next Tuesday, it will be illegal for anyone under the age of 21 to bet legally here in the state of Kentucky. Today, it's 18. Next Tuesday, it'll be 21. Get your action down now. And, of course, if you have a problem gambling, call our friends at 1-800-426-2537. All this and much, much more coming up on this Wang Chung Wednesday. Hey, let's get some winners tonight. Some actionable information. Let's get some winners tonight in Major League Baseball. But first, go Vols! Well, the Reds lose last night, and we hate to say we told you so, but man, going against Zach Wheeler right now is probably not a good idea. We talked about yesterday a good, I don't want to say a good bet, but a good maybe pizza money bet is something right now. Zach Wheeler for a Cy Young in the National League wouldn't be a bad little prospect. And including last night's game now, Zach Wheeler has jumped ahead of one Chase Burns. Mizorowski of the Brewers, really minus one, minus 450 odds. But if you go last week, and I was having conversations with this, yeah, he gave up one earned run in five innings in one game. That should have been five earned runs, but the official score in Milwaukee was a little bit flexible. I think that was against the Reds. Should have been more than one earned run. It was five, but that's another story. When he was facing Chase Burns. Christopher Sanchez, 6-1. Our guy Chris Sale and Zach Wheeler, 25-1. But look who is in sixth place in the odds. Chase Burns, 28-1 to win the National League Cy Young. We'll talk more about him in a minute. But of course, the Reds last night did what they thought they would do. Not much. Zach Wheeler comes in, 7 innings, 14 strikeouts, only one earned run allowed. And the Phillies bullpen, they weren't exactly assuring, but they get the job done, and the Reds lose again. They're now 41-49 on the season. Remember 20-11? That doesn't seem like that long ago, does it? Well, they're 21-38 since then. The Phillies now 10 games over 500. The day they hired Don Mattingly, this was not a playoff team. And today, they are a playoff team. That's just how it goes here in the National League. When you get a new manager early in the season, the Red Sox tried that too, and lo and behold, they're actually turning things around. Is there something to firing managers early? Terry Francona, a little late for you. But the Reds last night told us something we already knew about them. They are who we thought they were. To quote the old Dennis Green, the nutty professor, may he rest in peace. But the Reds last night, yes, once again, even Eugenio Suarez hits a home run. He's batting 207 now. Then again, his ninth home run of the year. He was up late in the game with the bases loaded. Didn't go as well. He struck out three times, other than that one home run. And of course, at the bottom of the lineup, we see the old usual suspects. TJ Friedl hitting 174 on the year, and Matt McClain, 0-2, 190 on the year. Something has to give. They already sent TJ Friedl to the minors once. He went 0-4 with three strikeouts last night. How long can you do this with Matt McClain? And we did see that they actually pinch hit for Matt McClain last night, which you wouldn't have seen just early this year. You wouldn't have seen anybody pinch hitting for Matt McClain. Oh, how the times have changed. So, as long as Ellie De La Cruz and Sal Stewart are hitting 1-2, and Suarez is striking out a lot in batting cleanup, don't expect to see a lot of runs out of this team. We will talk more about this game and handicapping it tonight, because we see the pitching matchup tonight for the Phillies and the Reds. And yes, the Phillies are going to play a kind of a little bit of a an opener type of game here tonight, as we see. We don't really know who's going to pitch in terms of officially, but it looks like Keller will be opening for the Phillies tonight. He does not have a appearance of over three innings so far this year. It is a bullpen day for the Phillies. But Chase Burns is going for the Reds tonight. But the line here in this game tells a story. And it tells a story that maybe the desert is caught up with something with the Reds on both sides of the ball. The money line in this game, Reds open minus 132. Now they're up to a minus 143. Then even the sharps and the squares are on the Reds here. 60% of the tickets, 59% of the money is on the Reds to win this game. So this is a steam move to the Reds here in this one. More than a 10-cent line move. Majority of the money on the Reds. That means everybody's in on the Reds. And the only reason that that line is moving the way it's moving today is two words. Chase Burns. And yes, we talk about Chase Burns. One of the best pitchers in the National League right now. The sixth best odds to win the Cy Young. And easily this year, he is the best player on the Reds. His WAR is 4.3. The next best WAR on the Reds, win above replacement, is Ellie De La Cruz. He is 2.2. 4.3 and 2.2. That's almost double. Not quite, but almost. So Chase Burns has been easily the best player on the Reds so far this year. And that 2.40 ERA in 97 innings with that 10-1 record goes to prove it. His ERA plus 185. That means he is 85% better than the average pitcher. But sometimes we talk about sports gambling, big picture, big topic. What is one of the keys to sports gambling? What are, you know, money management? There are things more important than actually winning wagers. What? You're talking crazy now, bottom line guy. There are things more important in the sports gambling kind of genre than actually picking winners. Because as we all know, especially in Major League Baseball, it is a grind. It's tough. There are ups. There are downs. Go to a usual weekend in the college football in the NFL. You'll have a great week one week and a lousy one the next week. But can you get back up after the lousy ones? And do you not go crazy after the good ones? And what we see tonight is a couple of things in terms of Reds. If you knew a certain thing about this team or about the pitcher tonight, would you still bet them, Big Blue Nation? Because money management is, for my money, it is the most important aspect of sports gambling. You can handicap winners and losers, but can you manage your money? That's more important. Because there are people that can hit 54% winners, 55% winners for a period of time and still lose money. The reason is they don't manage their money. Oh, I've won a couple? Let me double my bets. Ooh, I've won a couple more? Let me quadruple my bets. Oh, I lost a couple? Now I'm below where I started, although I had a winning record. Uh-huh. Money management is very key. Can you bet the same amount every game? Can you be disciplined? That's a big key. Another one. And this is what I deal with, the Big Blue Nation especially. Can you keep your emotions out of your decision making. Because when you see a team like Kentucky, sometimes I will bet against them. What? You will bet against Kentucky? No, that's not right, is it? Well, sometimes I do bet against Kentucky, and the texts and the emails pop up. You're not one of us. How dare you? Who gave you a microphone? Karma's going to get you. Well, I'm just trying to pick winners. It's Team A versus Team B. But every time I pick against Kentucky, I hear it every time. And it's never really affected me. I still will pick against Kentucky all the time. But especially if I pick Tennessee over Kentucky, whether it's football, basketball, or chess or checkers. Yeah, if I take Kentucky over to lose to Tennessee, here they come out of the woodwork. But if I told you, Big Blue Nation, and you're also a Reds fan, what if I told you that Chase Burns is from Tennessee? And not only is he from Tennessee, he went to school and he pitched for the University of Tennessee. Uh-oh. Does that affect how you look at Chase Burns? Because I can promise you this, one of the craziest things I've ever seen is that the Big Blue Nation hates everything Tennessee related. I understand. It's your big rival. I get it. But yet when Peyton Manning got to the NFL, I knew a lot of Big Blue Nation people who loved Peyton Manning. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. If you're a Kentucky fan, how come you love Peyton Manning so much? It doesn't make any sense. It's almost like when you go to an SEC tournament game and the one SEC team isn't playing, but another one is, and the teams with the fans of the teams that's not playing will start yelling SEC. Doesn't make any sense. But if you knew, Big Blue Nation, that one of your star players, the best player on your favorite baseball team, not only is from Tennessee, he's from Hendersonville apparently, but played at the University of Tennessee for a time, would you still bet on Chase Burns tonight? That's something. Taking emotion out of your decision-making process. Do you ever make bets based on emotions? Because I can promise you, if you do, long-term, if we saw this the other day with USA Soccer, long-term, it doesn't always add up to winners. And I can promise you, I know people all the time, they will not make bets on certain teams, certain players, certain coaches, because they just simply don't like the cut of their jib. And that is when you can get in trouble in this sports gambling world. But let's look at tonight's game. The aforementioned Chase Burns pitching for the Reds tonight. He of the great odds to win the National League Cy Young and the 10-1 record with a 2.40 ERA. It is a bullpen night for the Phillies. So how are we handicapping this game? The Sharps and the Desert is telling us something. This line opened minus 132 for the money line on the Reds, up to minus 143. 60% of the tickets, 59% of the money on the Reds to win this game. How are you going to play this game, bottom line guy? You know what? I'm taking the Reds tonight. I don't care if Chase Burns is one of those people who is from Tennessee and played at the University of Tennessee. It's kind of like the trap in college basketball. How come the Phillies have been playing so well for the last 2 months and the Reds have been playing so lousy for the last 10 months? Phillies, 10 games over. Reds, 8 games under for the season. How are the Reds favored tonight? Two words and two words alone. Chase Burns. I'm playing the Reds tonight. I'm getting the sharp action. If I was playing this game tonight, I might look to get this line sooner rather than later. The old adage of playing the favorites early and the dogs late. I think that might be hitting today. We've seen this line go from 132 to 143. I'm not touching the under here. We have seen this line go from 9.5 to 9 in terms of the total here. Money lines, the betting splits here is kind of split right down the middle. So this is not a sharp line move one way or the other. I'm going to stay away from the total here because this is a bullpen game for the Phillies. And we don't know exactly the numbers and who they'll be using from time to time. But I do know it's Chase Burns tonight for the Reds. And if you are looking to play this game because or not because he played at Tennessee and he's from Tennessee, well, that is one of our cardinal rules, not St. Louis Cardinal, but one of our cardinal rules of sports wagering. It's all player A and player B. It's all team A and team B. Never let emotion get in the way of your decision-making process when it comes to sports gambling. I'm taking the Reds tonight. And I'm betting on a kid who played at Tennessee. That's the bottom line here on ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. There is nothing about the numbers of this game in terms of team numbers, Phillies versus Reds. There is not one number that says that the Reds are the better team than the Phillies. How come the Reds are favored here tonight? One word, well, two words. Chase Burns. That's the only reason. Now, if you're looking to play this, a lot of people will say if you're only playing for the starting pitcher alone, then go with the first five. Now, first five innings. If you're looking to play this game first five innings, I can promise you right now, looking around, you're laying a lot more chalk than minus 140 in this one. Because if you're looking to play the minus five, the first five innings, I'm looking at the Reds here at minus 160, minus 165. That is out of my element. That is over my Mendoza line. So I'm taking the Reds for the full game. Can Pagan actually close this game out if it gets to the ninth? And you need somebody to close this out. I'm not so sure. But Chase Burns will get me most of the way. And that's what I'm banking on in this one. I'm not playing this game first five, but I am going to play the Reds for the game tonight. Don't forget, you can hear this game tonight here on ESPN Radio. 6:40 pregame and a 7:10 first pitch. Chase Burns, hopefully, he will cash a ticket for us. But coming up after the break, hopefully, we'll figure out a way to cash some more tickets. And then, of course, later in the show, our Major League Baseball picks. And we'll have Sean C. on for about a couple of minutes here at the end to tell us, why aren't they playing soccer today? And do we have any bets that we can make tonight? Maybe some futures, golden boots, teams that might win this World Cup, maybe from a future standpoint. That's all coming up right here on ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300.
Soccer fans have been waiting 4 years, and now it's time to bet the tournament at Circa Sports Kentucky. From money lines to totals, goals, scores to futures, Circa Sports has it all. Circa Sports isn't just sports betting, it's sports betting the way it should be. Player-friendly pricing, enhanced in-game options, and best of all, no bet fees. Whether you're looking for group winners, stage of elimination in your futures, or team totals, goal scores, or time for first goal, Circa Sports has you covered. Download the Circa Sports Kentucky app or visit CircaSports.com today.
The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor on ESPN 1300 AM and 92.5 FM.
Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget you can catch us on YouTube right now. Just go search ESPN Radio Lexington, and we will hustle. You can catch us streaming from our little shack that we like to do the radio from now. They gave us a little room, and now we're just here all by ourselves just talking into this microphone like we know what we're talking about when we really don't. So, yeah, check us out on YouTube, and, of course, stream us, ESPNLex.com. I did see where the fanboys got an interview with Mark Pope today. Boy, I bet that was enthralling. Yeah. I wonder if he asked any questions. I wonder if that was interesting. And by the way, Will Stein, the football coach, he is still not, this is the only radio show in the entire state of Kentucky that he did not appear on. I wonder why. I really don't know why. I got one question for you, coach. 4.5 wins over under. They'd probably hang up the phone right there. There you go. Are you a gambler, sir? No. That's just for entertainment purposes, of course. So, yeah, apparently the fanboys get Mark Pope. That's okay. I'm sure they asked very hard-hitting questions. None of them do with sports gambling. So, yeah, all the best to them. And we did see that the Kentucky odds for winning the national championship are still the same. They're still 35-1 to win the national championship. Based on that Mark Pope interview, yes, the odds changed. No, they didn't. Kentucky is still 35-1 to win the national championship. I know that this time of year it is hard for a lot of shows here in Lexington to talk about anything other than UK basketball and football and recruiting. But that's why we kind of take pride in we're a little bit different. Not that we're better. I never said we were better. I just say we're different. We're talking about baseball. We're talking about everything we can bet on tonight to try to get some winners. So all the best to those out there who are still talking about recruiting and all that good stuff. But we do it a little different. Doesn't make us better. We're just different. And the odds to win the national championship for college basketball, which starts in 4.5 months, is Florida and Duke still plus 620. Act accordingly. Or if you're like me just wait till they start playing or until we get more information. Yeah, unless you got one of these gajillion to one shots that you know is going to win. So congrats to you. Although we do see fanboy headline, Trent Noah is now Mr. Kentucky to a new generation of basketball players. Really? Why is it Kentucky now 30 more than 35 to 1? I don't know. But anyway, he's apparently everybody loves him, and he's the best player at these little summer mini camps or whatever. We do have breaking news for the TBT. Some guy named Daryl Morcell, who played at Marquette, is now going to join La Familia. Act accordingly, gamblers. In other words, don't act at all. What happened to Marquette players? I thought it was just supposed to be Kentucky players. Anyway, apparently Quad A Green is in, and Quad A Green was playing in front of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, wasn't he? Didn't he transfer in the middle of a season once or something like that? Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, exactly. Act accordingly when it comes to Kentucky basketball. We'll be waiting on that Mark Pope to appear on this show. No, he's not appearing? Oh, well, he must have something against Vegas, right? Fanboy headline. The Kentucky Wildcats are planning to head to Las Vegas sometime. Uh-oh. That's going against everything they believe in. So, and of course, another summer trip may be in the works. That's a fanboy headline. When is Kentucky going to Las Vegas? I hope it's not when we're going, or when I'm going, in a few weeks, at the end of August. We'll be out there on our biannual trip to the desert. Looking forward to that. Just hope Kentucky basketball. They would never stay at the Circa, would they? They'd be at that little Motel 6 out by the airport. You don't think so? I don't know. Anyway, good luck to Mark Pope and Kentucky. By the way, Kentucky football, fanboy headline. World Cup felt the USA World Cup loss felt exactly like watching Kentucky football. Well, maybe it did, but here's the difference. The USA was favored to win in the World Cup. When is Kentucky favored to win and then they lose? Very rarely. Sometimes that maybe it's against a cupcake, but they don't lose to the cupcakes, do they? It's been a while. But yeah, it is it's a long time until we have to sit here and talk more about Kentucky football in terms of comparing them to the USA soccer team. So it's crazy. I do see one headline here. Touchback Terry Wilson extends his professional career. Now he's playing with the Montreal Alouettes. It's Alouettes. I remember Vince Ferragamo played for the Montreal Alouettes 40 years ago. I wonder if that didn't go well for him either. So, yeah. Doug Flutie, Warren Moon. Those are your best CFL quarterbacks that played in the NFL. And Dieter Brock, who all he did was hand it off to Eric Dickerson 1 year, and he still lost to the Bears. That's a long story, 40 years ago. Kentucky win totals, I'm sorry, they're still at 4.5. A lot of juice on the over, so they're telling you 5 is probably more likely than 4, but don't believe it when people are saying 9-10 wins. Look at this new coach we have. Look at this new quarterback we have. We've got Lombardi and Tom Brady. Okay, there you go. 4.5 wins. That's any question anybody has asked me all summer long about Kentucky football, I reply usually 4.5. That's basically all I usually do. So there you go. It is Kentucky football. We'll be talking when we get back from the All-Star break after next week's little sabbatical, and Lord knows we need it to get our heads straight for the football season. I can promise you, we will have plenty of college football systems and plenty in the SEC. There are ways to play SEC football that maybe the mainstream doesn't agree with, but the numbers certainly do. We'll talk about that. That's what we've been doing a lot, especially on the 4th of July. A lot of college football betting systems. Make sure to tune into those once we get back from the All-Star break. The World Cup, there is no game today. Like we said, 96 games so far in the World Cup, but none today. But the thing that kills me, and this is why a lot of people have been asking me, why have you been talking so much soccer? 42 million people watched that game, the USA and Belgium, on Fox and on Telemundo. That's a crazy, crazy number of people that is watching this. That's more than have watched college football, NBA, Major League Baseball, or an NHL game when you combine the two in the history of Fox and Telemundo. Only the NFL beats that number. That's crazy. And when you look at it from a gambling perspective, we talked about this the other day. You don't think that our friend Jeffrey Benson the sportsbook director at the Circa. You don't think he was sitting in a back room just rubbing his hands together and laughing evil? You don't think that they made a fortune off the USA losing in soccer? Of course they did. And they were laughing all the way to the bank, but they'll never admit it. And if you looked at that sportsbook, the reaction when the USA was losing, it was not happy. There's a lot of losers in that sportsbook out in the desert. But here are some numbers that kind of tell you about how much action was being on this, is going on this game. The Belgian game with the USA, the most bet soccer match ever. And there were more bets placed on that game, USA and Belgium, than any NBA playoff game this year, than any hockey playoff game this year, than any NCAA basketball tournament game this year, more than any college football playoff game, except for the final of Indiana and Miami. And, of course, more than any Major League Baseball playoff game. So there was more money placed on that soccer game the other day than anything you can imagine outside of the NFL and the college football championship game. That's how big soccer is. That's just in America. We're not talking about worldwide. That is just in American and American sportsbooks. That should tell you how people, when you get to this time of year and it's just baseball and you get bored and you're burned because of the sun's out, yeah, people are looking to get some action down. And that's when they turn to soccer. And if you're like me and you watch once every 4 years, maybe you shouldn't be putting everything you own on a soccer game you don't know anything about. Speaking of the results of these games, World Cup betting so far. The favorites have won 62 times. The draws have hit 26 times, and underdogs have only won 8 games so far. We talked about the groups. There are all those groups, 12 groups. Only one of the 12 had an underdog to win in that group. In other words, the chalk has really been doing well in this World Cup. We talk about totals a lot. The overs are 51 and 45. And one of our favorites, the old BTTS, both teams to score, 52 out of 96. And of course, the most bet games ever at the World Cup, USA-Belgium, and USA versus Bosnia is third, USA versus Paraguay is fourth, but second was the game between England and Mexico the other day. So it's not just the Americans, it's everybody. And people are betting these games like never before. My little side hustle, they told me, hey, Brad, just in case, brush up on a little bit of soccer so you'll know what you're talking about in case we have to talk about soccer. And guess what? Sean C. helped me with that tremendously. So thank you, Sean. Just whatever he says is what I'm going to say. So there you go. Top goal scorers at this World Cup so far. 8 for Mbappe. 7. Excuse me. 8 for Messi. Mbappe has 7. Haaland has 7. That's our guy, Haaland. We got him at good odds. Favorites to be the top goal scorer, Messi, plus 110. Mbappe, plus 130. And our guy Haaland, if he can stay alive, 6-1. So, there you go. The World Cup bettings on the future right now. France right now, plus 175 to win this whole thing. If you know more about this than I do, go do your thing. We'll talk to Sean at the end, and we'll talk to him maybe about some futures. Because on Friday, Sean's going to give us his best bets going forward in this entire World Cup. We appreciate it. If you're not a soccer fan, I know. But yet, that's what people are betting on right now. So we got to kind of talk about it a little bit. Something that somebody else is betting on right now. The Heisman Trophy. We said this last year when Arch Manning was 6-1 to win the Heisman. It's a bad bet. Even if he wins the Heisman, it's a bad bet. Well, lo and behold, it's happening again. Arch Manning, odds to win the Heisman Trophy. 8-1 is where he opened. Almost 20% of the money, between 19.5% and 20% of the money, is on Arch Manning to win the Heisman. So, of course, his odds have come down to plus 750. I'll say it once, I'll say it again, I say it just like we did last year. If you're going to bet this, maybe you'll get better odds later in the season. But there's no way I'm betting a preseason favorite to win the Heisman at plus 750 odds, even if his name is Manning. So, act accordingly. The year Lamar Jackson won the Heisman, at the end of September, he was 100-1 odds. That's 3-4 games into the season when he put up crazy numbers the first month. He won the Heisman. And at the end of September, he was 100-1 still to win it. That should tell you a little bit about the Heisman and trying to win this Heisman and betting on the Heisman. It's probably the most difficult prop there is to bet on, the Heisman Trophy. I don't usually bet it ever. Not even if it's the last week, because you're probably getting bad odds anyway. But Arch Manning to win the Heisman, if you bet him right now, plus 750, it's still a bad bet, even if he wins. And I'll take that to the grave. But if you do, good luck to you. And of course, you're betting on a Manning. That should tell you. That tells me quite a bit about you. Also, odds to win the national championship. Whose odds in terms of these power teams have improved the most? In other words, people are kind of betting on these teams to win the national championship in football this year. Indiana, the defending champion. They were 8-1. Excuse me. Lose their Heisman quarterback. Now they're plus 750. Things that make you go, indeed. Miami has gone from 20-1 to 12-1. They lost their quarterback, too. Michigan, all kinds of turmoil there. They've gone from 30-1 to 25-1. And Ole Miss, boy, Lane Kiffin, no, he's gone. Ole Miss has gone from 40-1 to 25-1. Those are your big movers in the college football national championship odds so far. We'll talk much more college football as we get closer to the big event coming up. Boy, we will be out in Vegas once again for week zero of college football this year. That's something that this will be the third year in a row, maybe fourth. At this point, I've just lost all everything for it. I do see that the favorite to make the college football playoff, Notre Dame, and you got to make minus 800 odds to take that. Even if Notre Dame goes undefeated, which they could with that schedule. Look at their schedule. There's no way at minus 800. I'm taking anybody to win the college football playoff. Ohio State minus 400. Indiana minus 350. Kentucky, you ask, to make the college football playoff? Who you got? 30-1. Huh. Kentucky 30-1 to make the college football playoff. Smells like pizza money to me. No, smells like something other than pizza. I can promise you that. Also, before we go to break, there's a couple of other events going on in the world of sports gambling right now. Wimbledon tennis. Somebody named Arthur Fury. I'm sure I'm not saying that right. The biggest underdog ever to make the semifinals. He went into the tournament at 500-1. Yeah. So did a few other people that I've never heard of do that same thing. 500-1 odds. If you're playing Wimbledon and you got him, might be time to hedge. Also, at the prediction markets, we'll talk a lot about that when we get back from summer vacation. But prediction markets are really putting their nose into things, so to speak. And right now at Kalshi, LeBron James, to try to figure out where he's going to be playing next, Kalshi has now more than $76 million wagered on where he is going to end up. Millions of dollars, basically millions daily now. Cleveland, your favorite, followed by Miami and the Warriors. Wasn't that long ago when the Warriors were the favorites in this one? So that's the thing about prediction markets. It's like the stock. It truly is like the stock market. You can see an upswing and a downswing in a matter of minutes, not days. And it can really affect your bankroll. Just be careful with the prediction markets. We'll talk a lot more about those as we get closer to football season. And that's the bottom line here on ESPN Radio 92.5 1300. But coming up after the break, we'll read some texts and we'll get to tonight's Major League Baseball. Yeah, I'm taking the Reds. Who else we got tonight? We'll try to get some winners here on ESPN Radio 92.5 1300.
Soccer fans have been waiting 4 years, and now it's time to bet the tournament at Circa Sports Kentucky. From money lines to totals, goals, scores to futures, Circa Sports has it all. Circa Sports isn't just sports betting, it's sports betting the way it should be. Player-friendly pricing, enhanced in-game options, and best of all, no bet fees. Whether you're looking for group winners, stage of elimination in your futures, or team totals, goal scores, or time for first goal, Circa Sports has you covered. Download the Circa Sports Kentucky app or visit circasports.com today.
ESPN Radio 92.5 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Thanks so much for joining us. Don't forget you can stream us live on ESPN Radio, ESPN Sports Radio 1300 on the YouTube streamers if you are so interested in seeing us in all of our glory as we're trying to cash some tickets and get some winners here on this Wang Chung Wednesday. Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody cash tickets tonight. And let's pull up our text here, 859-31-1313. Let's go to the text line as I'm wiping stuff out of my eyes here. And it is our friend Mark Sullivan. Hey, Brad, this is Mark. Can I play some ties today in baseball? I wish. Can after nine-inning tie, that'd be a nice one. So used to betting on ties at least once a day in the World Cup. Yeah. But it's almost been a month. Didn't they start on June the 11th? Today's July 8th. We've had a game every day until today. We'll ask Sean about that in a minute. But, yeah, it's kind of crazy. All those draws that hit, they have been very profitable. But I am shocked that so few underdogs won those games in the World Cup. That's crazy. Only eight of them did. He's taking the under again in the Reds game tonight is Mark Sullivan. He's also taking Tampa, Pittsburgh, and St. Louis. Boy, that's tough to go against the Brewers right now. It really is, Mark. The Brewers are so good, and they got Harrison going today for them. That's one that I wouldn't touch the Cardinals. Pittsburgh, though, against the Braves, that's a good one in terms of value. They slugged out the Braves last night. And Tampa, once again, against the Yankees, that's one where Tampa has been playing. I do have an opinion on that game. We'll talk about that later. So he says, good luck, and shout out to Race Monkey, Breezy, Anthony, Miss Judy, and yours truly. Oh, then he comes back. Hey, Brad, I'm with you. I'm switching from placing an under wager to a win wager on the Reds. Hopefully. Thank you. I hope so, too, now, Mark Sullivan. Yeah, I'm playing the Reds tonight, and it's all because of Chase Burns, nothing else. But, like we talked about earlier, if you're going to play this just because of Chase Burns, yeah, okay, let's look at the first five. First five line is minus 165. You got to pay a lot more chalk because, well, let's just face it, Chase Burns is pretty darn good. But do you really want to play that right now? I'm going to take it for the full game because they fit my price range. And it is all about the price range here in this one. Our friend Jeff Drummond has texted in here. Burns pitches great for 5-plus innings. Reds offense does nothing. Bullpen poops the bed. Well, he didn't say... He just left an emoji for poops. I think you can figure out that bit. That what said. Phils win. Wash, rinse, repeat. Well, that's a terrible attitude, Jeff Drummond. From a man who still has the high score at the Galaga, at the Taco Tico in Richmond, I would expect better from you, but then again, not really. So, yeah. Jeff Drummond is not with us with the Reds pulling one out tonight because of two words, Chase Burns. But then again, I see why he doesn't believe in us. I know. Do I wholeheartedly believe in this tonight? There is nothing in sports gambling where you wholeheartedly believe that one thing is going to happen. Because if you do, it's not gambling. So, sports gambling, it is a very, especially Major League Baseball when you're betting money lines, it is very difficult grind. And sometimes it's like going to the ballpark and it's handgun and hard liquor night at the ballpark. It's dangerous. It really can be dangerous. So we thank everybody for the text, 859-381-1313. Let's get to our picks tonight in the world of Major League Baseball. Yeah, we are taking the Reds tonight. And we are going to lay a little bit of chalk, sharp line move in their favor. Other games that we're taking tonight in the world of Major League Baseball. Mark Sullivan mentioned this, and the Brewers and the Cardinals. I wanted to take the Brewers, but most places now they're about a minus 155, and you got to be disciplined. That's one that I'm going to stay away from in terms of just the money line, but I can't go against the Brewers right now. They're so good, and Harrison has been such a good pitcher this year, so that's one that I'm looking at. Let's go at some games that we are looking at. Here's one that's starting here in about an hour or so. It is Logan Webb and the Giants. They're at home against the Toronto Blue Jays and Dylan Cease. Two pretty good pitchers here. Two pitchers that have made All-Star games in the past. One that made an All-Star game this year, Logan Webb. Did he deserve it? Eh, not sure. Dylan Cease, a better pitcher, 2.79 ERA. Logan Webb, 3.66. Toronto is the favorite here. I'm taking the home dog. Give me Logan Webb and the Giants here. They're getting some value at home in this one. And we see Toronto about a minus 128 here This is a value play for sure. I'm taking what I would consider an equal pitcher, not the better pitcher, an equal pitcher, and I'm taking him at home, Logan Webb and the Giants, against Toronto. Another game that we're taking today in on the road in Baltimore. Here's a night game. Colin Ray and the Cubs are at the Orioles. And we see Colin Ray, 4.74 ERA. Kramer for the Orioles. Not Costanza, but Kramer, 3.18. He has not been back too long from injury, has Kramer this year. Here's a spot where I'm getting more value on the Cubs, and I'm going to take the Cubs in this one as well. I'm getting plus money on the road with them. Getting small plus money with the Giants, small plus money with the Cubs. If one of them win, you make a profit on those two. So I'm taking the Giants in this afternoon game, 3:45 Eastern start. I'm going to take the Cubs tonight at Baltimore. And one more game that we're looking at taking, let's take a home favorite here. Let's go with the Detroit Tigers with Melton on the mound against Springs for the Athletics. Springs has been a guy that is supposed to be good. He's got a case of the spostas, as we like to say. 5.79 ERA. Melton for the Tigers, 2.05 ERA. The Tigers' bullpen, not exactly something to write home to, but we're going to take him tonight. Melton's a good pitcher. Tigers in a good spot. They've had the sharp line move in their favor. I'm taking the night. Minus 135, the Tigers at home, a short home favorite over the Athletics. So our side tonight, Major League Baseball, we're going to take the Reds, a couple of dogs, Giants and Cubs, and let's take a home favorite with the Tigers. How about a couple of totals tonight in Major League Baseball? We saw a huge game last night in Pittsburgh. It was a Paul Skenes night, right? How in the world did the Pirates put up so many runs on the Braves? Well, tonight, you don't expect the same thing, right? Of course, it's going to be a pitcher's battle. The line here is 9. Some places it's 9.5 in terms of a total. Money, 92% of the money, 94% of the tickets are on the over. The public is all on the over. This line has stayed right at 9. Give me the under. Braves and Pirates tonight in Pittsburgh under the total of 9. Some places 9.5, but your fate of the public with two winning teams, I'm going under at Atlanta, Pittsburgh. And the other one tonight, let's go to Miami. Kirby going for the Mariners, one of our favorites. He's going up against Phillips for the Marlins tonight. 8.5 is where this line is. It's come down from 9. Some places it's at 9 already. But again, 94% of the tickets, 91% of the money on the over. Give me under. Mariners and Marlins, once again, fading the public with two winning teams. That's what we'll do tonight. Under the 8.5, Marlins and Mariners. So our best bets tonight in Major League Baseball. Let's take the Reds on the money line. Three more. Giants, Cubs, and Tigers. Let's go under in two games. The games at Pittsburgh and in Miami. Those are your Mac Daddy Stogies. Take it to the desert and smoke them. Here on ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective coming up after the break. Sean C. will tell us why there's no games in soccer today. And then we'll figure out what we learned on the show. That's next here on ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300.
Soccer fans have been waiting 4 years. And now it's time to bet the tournament at Circa Sports Kentucky. From money lines to totals, goals, scores to futures, Circa Sports has it all. Circa Sports isn't just sports betting. It's sports betting the way it should be. Player-friendly pricing, enhanced in-game options, and best of all, no bet fees. Whether you're looking for group winners, stage of elimination in your futures, or team totals, goal scores, or time for first goal, Circa Sports has you covered. Download the Circa Sports Kentucky app or visit CircaSports.com today.
Oh, King, only 8 games to go. What do we do?
I said it gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. And now let's bring in our soccer correspondent, our World Cup expert, Sean C. Sean, how are you today, sir?
I'm reporting live from Lexington.
That's okay. Close enough.
I'm doing good. Yeah, a little bored today. Nothing to look forward to.
Why are they not playing today?
I suppose France and Morocco both played on Saturday. I suppose they want to give everybody an extra day of rest so that everybody will be as healthy and ready to go as possible to make for a better game, I guess. I don't know.
We went over the numbers earlier in the show about how many people, how much money they're taking on these games in the desert. Only the NFL playoffs in the college football championship game took more money than USA and Belgium. Does that shock you? I know you're a big soccer fan, but does it shock you that squares like me are putting money on these games?
No, no, not at all, because it is the biggest thing. I mean, we're kind of in a down season. A lot of people don't wager on baseball. Mm-hmm. The casual club doesn't wager on baseball, and everybody likes to wager on their country. So, yeah, no, it's not very surprising at all. I'm surprised those other two matches, those other two things took in more money, honestly.
Yeah, and the thinking that it took in more than an NCAA basketball tournament game, than an NBA playoff game, and it just everything except the NFL playoffs and the college football championship game. It's kind of, it tells you soccer, especially the World Cup, people need the action this time of year. Okay, did we learn anything other than the Americans stink? Did we learn anything in that round of 16 to take forward with us, Sean?
Norway. Norway's got grit, and there's something going on there. I know we don't like to look at, you know, Team of Destiny or anything like that. It's all about the numbers. The numbers are there for Norway as well. They're not beating your average teams. They're beating Brazil. They're going toe-to-toe with France with their backup team. They lost that game, but they had all their scrubs in, and they still only lost by one goal or two goals. So Norway is a for real legit team, and I think that's the biggest lesson we can take away from
Norway. So yeah, Norway is a minus 225 against England in the next round. What about our most goal?
They're
a
minus 225.
Yeah, plus 225. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
Yeah, I apologize for that. Yeah, thank you. In terms of most goals or the golden boot, our guy Haaland, he's hanging in there. 7 goals. Only Messi has more, and he's only got one more. You can find him at 6-1 to get the most goals right now. Can Haaland? Can we still put some pizza money on this one as a good future prop, Sean?
I think so, because I, you know, it depends on what you think is going to happen in the England-Norway game. If Norway's going to get through, they have at least 2 more matches to go, possibly 3. I think you can put money on Haaland, and I was on him at the beginning. I'm looking back at my notes from earlier. If you'd have put it on him at the start of the tournament, you could have gotten up to plus 1,200 on him, 12-1. The fact that he's still sitting there at 6.5-1 or whatever, what did you say, 650?
At 650,
yeah. The fact that he's still sitting there is kind of crazy, honestly. I think it should be much lower than that. I guess the odds makers don't have a lot of confidence in Norway getting past England.
Right. That's the key to the whole thing. How many more games will they be playing? That has so much to do with it as well, obviously. So, we don't have a game today. We have one tomorrow at 4 o'clock. We'll talk about France and Morocco tomorrow. But is there any other future wager that you're looking at in terms of the World Cup that maybe you could get now before this round of 8 begins that you might have some value on, Sean?
Well, I was looking around, and you can pick up now, and it's much longer odds than it was at the start of the tournament. I'm trying to call the page back up so I don't quote it wrong. France is the favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's been the case the whole time. You can now get Spain at plus 370 to win and Argentina at plus 400. That is my final matchup prediction, Spain and Argentina in the finals. So you're getting both of those at fairly good plus money. I'd put a little bit on either one of them.
So you said Spain and Argentina to make the final. Now,
that was my prediction at the start of the tournament. I'm sticking by it for now.
The exact matchup for that, for those two to match up in the final, is plus 450. Those are big odds changes from the big money we saw at the beginning. Plus 450, Argentina and Spain to make the final. Would that be something you would be interested in, that exact matchup there?
I'd be all over it.
There you go. Plus 450, Argentina versus Spain in the final game. Doesn't matter who wins. All they got to get, all they have to do is get there. Anything else, Sean, before we get out of here?
Spain's got the tougher route, but Argentina is no pushover. They're gonna, if they win this match, they're gonna either have Norway or England in the next round. So neither of those teams is a must win or a gimme win, but I think they got enough to get by. I like that bet.
Yeah, I don't think anything's a gimme win in the round of 8 at the World Cup. I think everybody's coming to play. Sean C. has been great so far in this. We hope you have followed him, and especially with his picks since we've gotten to these knockout rounds. He's been great. Sean, thank you so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow previewing France and Morocco. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Brad.
What did we learn today on the bottom line? Well, we learned that The only reason the Reds are favored today is because of Chase Burns. But if you knew, Big Blue Nation, that he played at Tennessee, would that affect how you bet this team? Not me. The Sharps don't care. Yeah. And a lot of people, though, maybe not with baseball, when it comes to the other stuff, they do care. And that sometimes holds you back. And, of course, we talked about the world of sports gambling, our baseball picks, and a little bit of Sean C's futures for soccer. If you miss it, ESPNLex.com, or go download the app. Thanks so much for joining us. And, of course, tonight here on ESPN Radio, Reds and Phillies, 6:40 pregame, 7:10 first pitch. Today from 4 to 6, it's Wildcat Drive with Matthew and Sean. And tomorrow at noon, it's Alan Cutler. Thanks for joining us. Till the next time, as always, may the winners be yours. King, I don't care what you say. I've still got soccer fever. Thank you. Thank you very much.